So often you have this issue, you have a lot of nash on Shabbos, you have to rip the nash, it's got words on it, it says onion rings in big letters across the top, it says hers on top, it says Twizzlers, pick your favorite nash, Jolly Ranchers, and how are you going to open up the nash on Shabbos? Because it's got words written on the top. Can you rip the words? Can you rip the letters, rather, to be more precise? Can you rip the letters of the bag to get to the nash? What about ripping through the letters, just to the word, just the word itself, but not the letter itself? So that's all a separate discussion. I'm assuming, in case you're not going to make the bag into a kli, you rip it so that there's no problem with the opening of the bag. The only issue over here is the letter problem. Because now you're going to destroy the bag. So there's no problem of a kli issue. You're going to throw out the bag. You need all the onion rings. You have a whole family of kids there. They're going to pound those onion rings. It's going to be done. You're going to take the bag, dump it. Problem is that to open the bag, I got to rip through the letters. So mutter asr. So says the Ramah, Osru Shaber Uga Kshikosavale Kamin Osu Shin Mem Gimel. The Rama says you're not allowed to break, rip open, or crush a cookie which has letters on it. Afal Bishena Machabin Rakwa Achila. Do you want to crush the letters? Do you want to rip the letters? No. All you want to do is eat it to have a mochik, because it's erasing. Because it used to say, I don't know, cookie on it, and now it just is broken. Now it only says ku, because you broke the key of it. You know, whatever, it's now broken. You erase the last part of the word, the whole word itself. That's what the Ramah says. It's based on a Maharam.
So it's the same thing with the cake. It's
exactly the same thing. The cake, in most situations, it would be exactly the same. Correct. Cutting the words of the cake, same problem. Comes along... Yeah? Oh, you'll give me 10 seconds, we'll get to that. Comes along with Rabbi Yehuda and says your point. He says, whoa, one second. What was the case that the Maharam was talking about? He was talking about when you're breaking the cake because you want to break the words for a special reason. And he gives the case that the Rabbi Yehuda says, like, it was for segula purposes. Somehow the kid needed to break the word and it will show him a love of learning. He was like breaking the aleph and now he'll get the segula for the aleph, whatever it was. But the point is that the point of breaking was to break the word, says the Rabbi Yehuda. But if you're breaking the cake for no reason other than because you're starved or you want nash, right? You just want to eat the cake. You couldn't care less if the word Hasbro or Twizzlers gets broken in the process. You just want the food. So then, says the Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah, based on this Rabbi Yehuda, makes a chiluk. Because it depends what your intent is. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, it also depends how you break it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you break it with your mouth, then you can rely on Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda would say, for sure, if you break it with your mouth, in other words, you take a bite out of the cookie, it's okay. Why? Because biting is not a normal way of erasing, as opposed to if you take your hands and crack it, so then that's a problem. So from the words of the world of the Mishnah Berurah, if you bite the cookie, all good. You break the cookie, no problem. Now, what does that have to do with my onion ring bag? Now you apply it to my bag of onion rings, which says onion rings in big yellow letters across the top of the bag. Can I rip that bag or not? What are you using to rip the bag?
Using your teeth.
You know, you're not using your teeth. You're not a rat. You're using a hand, right? You take your hands and you open it. So according to this, ripping letters is usher. And in fact, most poskim say ripping letters, where I'm going to make the O into two half semicircles, right? Or I'm going to break the N into half letter. That for sure would be a problem because now I've ripped each letter of, or one letter at least, of the onion ring bag, a problem. Now comes to our feature presentation. So why can't you figure out a way? And this is what I always thought, maybe you could do this, but I never really looked into the halacha. Mutter asr, and now we'll find out. Can you rip in between the O and the N? It's a lot easier to do that. You have to be a good ripper, but still, you have a lot more surface area of what you're allowed to rip. Because if onion rings goes across 3/4 of the top, if you have to rip around the sides, then you're only limited to those little areas. If you go between the O, between the O, between the I, then you're fine. So no mutter usser opens up a big problem. So it comes along the Ramah and says, well, let's talk about the other way, the flip side. Can I take a letter and another letter, and put them together on Shabbos? Is that called writing? To write, you need to write two letters. So can I take one letter and put next? How about a sefer, which has the word Queen's Library on the side of the sefer? Q-U-E-E-N-S. And it's opened, right? Can I take it and make the qu into the eens? And now I've written those two letters by putting them together. Mutter Aser. Says the Ramah, mutter. You know why? Because there's no problem to be mekarev, to combine letters. The problem of writing on Shabbos is drafting, is writing the actual letter. You're with me so far? So according to the Ramah, apply it over here. So according to the Ramah, to split the O and the N, and the I and the O and the N of my onion ring bag, to write in to split between the O and the N should be mutter usser. Mutter, why? Because it's just combined. It's the opposite of combining. Combining is fine. So decombining, detaching, splitting, tearing is mutter. All is good in the world of Torah until the Magen Avraham. Comes along the Magen Avraham and he says, well, one second, wait a second. Apparently in those days, they used to play pin the letter on the parochas. This is their Shabbos activity game. Is that somehow they would take a letter, I don't really understand the full metzias, but they would take some silver letter and they would place it on the parochas, and they would, I don't know, maybe the sponsorship of Shalosh Shudis or whoever is getting the aliyah, they would somehow pin it to the parochas. Mutter or Asr on Shabbos. Says the Magen Avraham, based on the Diak, which is a little bit suspect Diak, but based on the Diak and the Gemara in Gittin, it's forbidden. Yeah, you're with me? If you attach your letters onto the parochas, it's forbidden. So some want to say, one second, according to the Magen Avraham, it sounds like that what? Attaching, putting letters combined, you're pinning up, you know, I know Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so is sponsoring Shalosh Shudis on the parochas, is combining letters which are already cut out, they're just attaching, is a problem. Yeah, you're with me so far? So that would be a problem. Comes along Ramosha Feinstein and says, he even builds it up. Let's say, says Ramosha, you want to announce the pages of your shul. What we're up to? We're up to page 145. So can you take a number 1, a number 4, and a number 5, and hold them up, yeah? At the Olympic voting, yeah? You vote, you pick a 1, and a 4, and a 5, and you put them all together, and you say page 145. You're putting the letters next to each other, mutter usser. Says Ramosha Feinstein, it's only mutter, you know why? Because you're not attaching the letters to each other. But if you would attach the letters to each other, if there would be like some, I don't know, connection between the 1, the 4, and the 5, it would be a problem. Why? What do you see from this, based on this Magen Avraham, he says, is you see, according to the Magen Avraham, simply attaching letters, putting them next to each other, is a problem. So now I ask you, go to our case. I take the onion ring bag, and I want to rip between the O and the N. According to Rav Moshe, should be a problem or not? It's already attached, so I'm detaching something which was strongly attached. The O and the N and the I and the O and the N are all written pretty attached on the onion ring bag, no? Mutter asur to rip it. Sounds like, according to Rav Moshe, would be forbidden. He doesn't say that. He's not talking about that case. But I saw the Piskei Tshuvos makes the same diuk, and it would be asur. Comes along Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and saves the day for you. Comes along the Rav Shmir Shabbos, and if I'll give me 20 seconds to explain this. If I don't do justice, I'm going to get another 20 seconds to try again. Okay? He makes a very fine chiluk, which I'll see if I can explain. The reason why putting the letters on the parochas is a problem is not because, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that you're putting letters next to each other. You know, because putting letters next to each other, not a problem at all. The problem with the parochas case is that you're putting letters on a background. In other words, by me attaching the Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so are sponsoring Shalosh Shudis onto the parochas, it's as if I'm writing on the parochas because the parochas was blank. Now the parochas has words on it. It's not because I'm putting the M next to the R of the word Mr. It's because I'm putting the M and the R on the parochas. It's not the combination of letters which is the problem. It's the pinning it to the R. According to that, if I've got my onion ring bag, which already says onion rings on it, which is already pinned on to the onion ring bag, all I'm doing is simply separating the O and the N. It should be mutter, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, based according to that, you would be completely allowed to split words. In other words, I could take the O, split split within the word, split letters, O on one side, N on the other side, as long as I don't actually rip the O or the N itself, completely mutter. And in fact, Rabbi Ribiad, I believe, brings this down as well. He does. He's make a light to Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, and it comes out, Halacha L'maisa. It's a big kula that according to Vishra Shlomo Zalman, you could rip letters as long as you don't rip the letter itself. You rip in between the letters. I mean, you could rip words as long as you don't, the letter itself is not split into two. Totally okay. And all of a sudden, you have a whole other surface area that you could rip on Shabbos.